Now I want to bring Paul Sullivan into the conversation. He's the author of Clutch, Why Some People Excel Under Pressure and Others Don't. Hey, Paul, thanks a lot for joining me today.
Michael, it's great to be back on your show. Thank you for having me.
Hey, absolutely. I just read the excerpt in the New York Times, and I just thought it was fascinating. I think you're really onto something here.
Yeah, I devoted an entire chapter of my book to how to be clutch with your money. I mean, this is a book that talks to, you know, lawyers, bankers, Secret Service agents, actors, you know, baseball players, and looks at how they all perform well under pressure. But I knew that, you know, at the end of the day, the most difficult thing for most people to be great at under pressure is handling their own money.
Right now, I mean, this is this separates the men and the women from the boys and girls, doesn't it?
It certainly does, and the biggest problem most of us have when we find ourselves in a pressure situation with our money is to accept that we're in that situation in the first place. I mean, Americans are optimistic people in general. We want to believe things are going to get better, but if we don't accept that we're in a bind, chances are it's only going to get worse for us.
I see that a lot, where people just won't get realistic about their situation.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I talk about in, you know, the excerpt you mentioned. You know, I talked to a very affluent guy in New York who had a real estate company that he'd owned for 30-some-odd years. And, you know, most people in that position would say, look, I've owned the company for 30 years. Chances are things are going to go fine. But he was fortunate enough to have a great advisor who said, look, if you don't start cutting early and deeply, you're going to be in big trouble. I mean, this recession is for real, and you've got to take action. And something clicked with him, and he did. And I mean, that's what the rest of us need to do. I mean, the government may say the recession is over, but I mean, I think a lot of Californians know that it's still tough times financially.
So, Paul, is it ego that keeps people from doing the right thing? Is it? What is it?
It's absolutely ego. You're totally correct, Michael. I mean, let's face it. Who wouldn't rather drive a Mercedes or a BMW than a Toyota? I mean, it's a nicer ride, but it's a much more expensive car. And I think we got ourselves and, you know, all of us collectively in a lot of problems. I mean, we leased cars we couldn't afford. We bought homes we really couldn't pay the mortgage on. We got deep in debt with our credit cards. At a certain point, we have to face the music and say, okay, what are we going to do? How are we going to fix this? And that, you know, calls for us to admit, you know, we made a mistake. And that is a definite blow to our ego.
When I look around the newsroom, and I see people, and I've got to tell you, I work with an amazingly group of talented people. And when I look around, and half of them kind of whistle their way through work, they're in the right line of work for them. And other people, it seems like a struggle for them. I mean, at the end of the day, they both file fantastic reports. But half of them seem to be able to do it more easily than the other half. And I look at it as, I don't know, is it focus and discipline, or is it, what is it? And I guess I'm going back to the clutch, because when you see a deadline looming, I see about half the people flipping out and the other half focusing and getting it done.
Yeah, I mean, you're right.
I mean, is that your experience?
Sure. I mean, in addition to being the author of Clutch, I mean, I'm a New York Times columnist.
Right. That's what I mean. You're there.
Yeah, I'm on a deadline every single week. But, you know, I make the point in the book, you know, there are five key traits, regardless of what you're talking about, be it, you know, a banker, a recreational golfer, a parent, somebody in financial distress. Five key traits: focus, discipline, adaptability, being present, and the push and pull of fear and desire. Those are the five traits we all need to embrace, and I discuss them in great detail in the book, but it all comes down to, you know, as you said, it's easier for some people than others, but at the end of the day, you know, being clutch isn't luck. Being clutch is being able to do what you can do under normal situations, under extreme pressure. And I, you know, every you know, producer, every reporter in your newsroom is there because at the end of the day, whatever their process is, they know that they can deliver.
Is it like an alpha dog routine that they can do it, or does that set you up for failure?
Well, as
do you know what I'm saying?
As a non-alpha dog, I have to, you know, disagree. But the whole reason I wrote the book, Michael, is because so many previous books about pressure take a very mystical bent, and then they say, you know, it's all mental and it's all in your brain. And I just thought, you know, this isn't true. When I was a kid, I played a lot of golf, and I'd do great when I played with my grandfather, and I'd do horribly when I played in a tournament. And, you know, I had the skills, or so I thought, and I read all these books, but it wasn't true. It's so much of it is not, you know, you are the alpha dog. I mean, at times, the alpha dogs are the ones who under pressure will fail the most horribly, because they won't take responsibility for their actions. They'll be overconfident. They'll overthink their role in the company. It's really, you know, oftentimes the clutch performer is the person who's the steady Eddie, who's plodding along and keeps doing that under pressure. I mean, in my book, I have a whole chapter on Ken Lewis, formerly of Bank of America, and how, you know, his, you know, unbelievable irresponsibility almost brought that bank down to the ground.
Are clutch players in everything, whether it's recreational golf, getting a news report filed, their finances? I mean, are they across the board?
No, they're not. And
that's interesting.
Yeah, and to me, Michael, it's both, you know, heartening and disheartening. You know, you think if you can be clutch in one area of your life, you can be clutch in every area, but it's not true. And I tell the last chapter of my book, I talk about an interview I had with a fellow named Tiger Woods. And he and I sat down one-on-one in 2008, right after he won the U.S. Open at Torrey Pines. And, you know, that's when he was still the real Tiger Woods, or so we thought. But, you know, what we saw in his personal life and how he handled, you know, not just the poor decisions he made, but, you know, dealing with the fallout from those decisions. I mean, he insulated himself with three advisors, a best friend, an agent, and a public relations director, all of whom failed to give him the proper counsel, the proper advice. So he may be one of the great clutch golfers of all time, if not the greatest. But when it came to dealing with, you know, a fallout that was affecting his business, you know, Tiger Woods, Inc., he handled it no better than, you know, Ken Lewis at Bank of America or Dick Fuld at Lehman Brothers. He was irresponsible, he was overconfident, and, you know, he overthought his sort of role in society, and he totally choked.
Are attorneys, by and large, good clutch players?
Well, you would think they all would be, but, you know, at the end of the day,
they
should be. I mean, it's win or lose. You're in a courtroom. It's win or lose. But, you know, I spend a lot of time with David Boies, who most of your listeners will know. He was on the winning end with Ted Olson of the Proposition 8 case a couple months back. And,
right.
You know, David is not anybody's idea of a clutch player. I mean, he looks like your fifth grade social studies teacher, not a power lawyer. And yet he has this amazing ability to focus. And I think it's an important point to get across that, you know, most people confuse focus with concentration. Concentration is a flashlight. You know, focus is a laser beam. You know, focus is that ability that frames your mind under pressure and essentially puts you into, you know, for lack of a better word, a bubble that blocks everything out. And Boies has shown that time and again, be it Prop 8, be it, you know, down the southern part of the state with the McCourt trial over the L.A. Dodgers, be it, you know, U.S. versus Microsoft. I mean, in these very, very different cases, he's always used his ability to focus to come through in the clutch.
The Art of Thinking Clearly Under Great Pressure. That's what the book's about. Clutch. Why Some People Excel Under Pressure and Others Don't by Paul Sullivan. Paul, thank you very much for joining us.
Great, Michael. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. You're always very interesting. I'm Michael Finney. This is KGO.